Thune, very concerned about impact of Trump, RFK autism comments. By Pam Key on September 24, 2025. Wednesday on CNN's Inside Politics, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, said he was very concerned about the impact of President Donald Trump's recent statement linking autism to Tylenol. Host Dana Bash said, "Speaking of health care, I do want to ask about President Trump, along with HHS Secretary RFK Jr., saying this week that pregnant women should limit using Tylenol during pregnancy because of a quote, very increased risk of autism. And that's a claim that is not grounded in science. How worried are you, sir, that RFK Jr. and the president will actually, with what they've said, adversely impact the health of American women and their babies?" Thune said, "I'm obviously very concerned about that. I am a father and a grandfather and just have, as of about 7 months ago, a newborn grandson." Bash said, "Congratulations." Thune said, "So, obviously pregnant, thank you, pregnant moms is something I have a very high level of interest in. And I do, I agree, I think that science ought to guide these discussions, these conversations, and our decision-making around our health. There are studies out there that they reference. But again, I think there are an awful lot of people in the medical community who come to a different conclusion about the use of Tylenol. And so, I think that, obviously my view is we ought to be very guarded in making broad assertions and make sure that they are well grounded in science and medicine. And where we're taking the consultation advice of experts in the field and ensuring that these things are all well documented." Bash said, "So, given the fact that it sounds like you do have some concerns about it, and RFK Jr. is in his job because you and the majority of the Senate voted to confirm him, is there anything that you can do to push back or call him? Or is there anything you can do at all, or should you do in order to change the public discourse?" Thune said, "Right. The Senate Finance Committee had an oversight hearing recently where he testified, and I think he's scheduled to come before, or maybe the CDC director, Dr. Oz is scheduled to come before the Health Committee, the Health Education, Labor and Pensions Committee as well, to talk about some of these issues. But again, and I, the Secretary has a responsibility and obligation to restore and return the trust of the American people in the decision-making process there. And I think the way to do that is to make sure the decisions are grounded in science. But yes, there needs to be oversight, there needs to be accountability. And there needs to be transparency into this decision-making process and ensure that it is governed by science." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.